Blog Talk Radio.
Race fans, we got something special just for you. Listen in as Chris, Yellow Caution Flag Creighton, and Mr. DJ Sports are in the studio. The 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive, bringing you interviews from drivers, promoters, and crews of all types of racing. These are interviews you do not want to miss, so make sure you guys check it out. Welcome to the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. Got my co-host in here. Well, I should have him in here. I should have already hit this button. Got him in the studio now. Chris, how you doing tonight?
All right, my friend. Doing well, doing well. It's a little bit better temperature down here in the state of Mississippi, so we're enjoying it for sure. How about
yourself, cool down,
my friend?
Cooled down this week for us. It was 90s last week, but with real feels of 100, nothing like I'm sure y'all's experiencing, but it's definitely cooled back down. Just been under the weather the last couple days, you know, those viruses and flus and everything else, kids back in school going around, so I spent the last 24 hours kind of under the weather, but I am looking forward to doing this, looking forward to talking to Dawson, just kind of looking over his resume here. Pretty impressive, so looking forward to that. One of your co-hosts, Chris, sent out, well, I'm not going to say one of your co-hosts, Taz, because he sends it out every week, sent out the points of the Race Chat Live 110 Nation Race Pool. And I tell you what, this has been the longest run since about week four that I've not been on top. And this is like the longest run that I've not even been in the top four, I think, period.
Right. Me and you, we picked the same guy last week. And, I mean, I don't see how I lost so much to everybody else, considering, I mean, Kyle Busch finished with the top five finish.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works. I just know I've been cruising all year long at the top, and then all of a sudden playoffs happened, and I had two top fives, and I've slid down out of the top four. Because last week, I forget who I had, but it was a top five as well. It might have been Rowdy as well that week, too. I forget.
Wow, so you're near the cutoff line. Wow, that's interesting to know. That'll play into a little bit of strategy. This week it's Bristol too, so you know you never know. But I've already got my mind on who I've got to. I think I got to zone in on. And I tell you what, man, it has been just a crazy seesaw season. As you know, every week it seems like somebody's either going up the chain or down the chain. So that's interesting. I've got a 1 point lead on everybody right now, so I've got to play. I got to play with my rearview mirror there. You know.
Yeah, I'm about to feel how some of these drivers feel. I'm going to be leading the points all regular season, and the playoffs show up, and I'm nowhere to be found all of a sudden. So it's not how I was hoping the playoffs would play out, but I have enjoyed it. Looking forward to basically tweaking. There we go. Tweaking a few things and looking forward to doing this again next year on the race pool. So kind of excited about that and how this year played out. Let them know what you got going on tomorrow night right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. And then I'll let them know what we got going on Wednesday. Hit some social media, and our guests should be in the studio about what we're done with that.
Yeah, that's right. If you were wondering what the hell me and Mr. TJ Sports are just talking about, we're talking about Race Chat Live. We air every Tuesday night. We talk the hottest topics in racing, race fans. And, you know, if it's big and it's happening, we're probably going to talk about it. Of course, most of our content is about NASCAR, but we have dibbed and dabbed in other forms of racing and stuff. You know, this big news. I mean, Hudson O'Neill won the Eldora 100, and you know, that's probably something that will be mentioned and talked about on our show on Tuesday night. But we want to ask y'all to join us. You can find us at Race Chat Live on Facebook, of course, at Chat Live on Twitter. And, of course, you can find myself at Yellow Caution Flag Productions, of course, yellowcautionflag.com. And you can find us here at the 110 Nation Sports. How about you, Mr. CJ Sports?
Wednesday night, Mario and myself will be holding it down in the studio. We're going to be recapping week two of college football, week one of the NFL. My Browns are 1-0. Get to talk some football this week. So looking forward to that. Give our predictions for the next week. And then don't forget, you guys can also catch Safety for Success podcast on Thursday nights. It got to do with racing, and it's also got to do with safety in racing. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Looking forward to listening in here in another episode of that out of Jared over there. So, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we all covered here at the 110 Nation. So make sure you guys find a show. If you guys need help finding a show, all you got to do is go to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. It's got our shows, it's got our videos, it's got our blogs, it's got the show schedule, and it's even got these nice little pretty tabs, these little podcast tabs or I guess app tabs. It sends you over to iHeartRadio or Spotify or iTunes or Spreaker or I don't know if I said Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Podchasers. You name it. There's a link
Amazon,
over there. It'll
Amazon
send you over there.
Music.
Yeah, Amazon Music. I knew there was another one I was missing. Amazon Music and Audibles. Make sure you guys check them out. Follow our shows on their platforms so they know that people on their platform are listening to our shows as well.
And Mr. CJ Sports.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Y'all didn't win.
Huh?
Didn't y'all lose?
Yeah, of course we lost because we suck.
Okay.
But we're still going to give you a roll of dice.
I just probably threw it out. I was like, hold on. Like, did you? Because I was refraining myself from jumping on Alabama earlier when I was talking about we're recovering week one of
They say when we lose, we go hide under rocks, but we really don't, Mr. CJ Sports. We're human just like everybody else. We take the L's for what they are, and we try to pick it back up and head back out and win the next game we go play. So as long as we beat Auburn this year, at least we'll have some kind of bragging rights. And, hell, if that doesn't work, well, guess what? That just proves to the rest of the world we are mortal. So.
While we're waiting.
Yeah, I want to thank the crew real quick, Mr. CJ Sports. Of course, none of this would be possible if it wasn't for the hard work and the extra effort that Mr. CJ Sports puts into this and gives us all this opportunity to be here on the radio side. But, you know, without the staff, none of this would be possible for Mr. CJ Sports either. And that staff grows pretty deep. Miss Lee Reed, she takes care of our production side, keeps us, kind of upbeat. She keeps us on the handle. She'll let us know when we're not doing something right, and she's always been just an integral piece to the product. Of course, Taz Taylor, who's my co-host on Race Chat Live as well, along with Miss Lee Reed. Taz, he's the Tasmanian devil of the airwaves. He come to us as a young lad, and he has really grown over the last four or five seasons. It's just amazing to give him the keys to the Cadillac and watch him roll, as he has done so many times before on Tuesday night. And I also want to thank our buddy Craig Moore, who doesn't exactly work with us as much anymore, but he's still always there. He's listening in and trying to be a part of the team in whichever way, form and fashion he can fit himself in. And, Jared Hudson, of course, a guy that we brought on board a few years ago with another show, and now he's been promoted to his own podcast, as we said, Safety and Racing, a podcast about safety and racing. So, just if it wasn't for those guys and the entire team that surrounds us, you know, none of this would be possible. Still waiting on the
We are. And I want to make sure I throw out one more. Mario Edwards, owner of Catalina Sports Plus, has been our marketing partner, I want to say at least 5 years. Came on board this season with me to co-host the 110 Nation Sports Show. Is willing to fill in anytime that he needs to fill in. So glad to have Mario on board. He also helps post stuff on social media for us as well to keep our page running. So got to be thankful to have him on board. Yeah, we're going to give us a few more minutes, and then we might have to reschedule.
Yeah, so the one thing I just recopied is that since we've been doing this this exclusive is these are young talents. They come from all over the place. They've been accepted into, I guess, the Hornaday's School of Racing. And so what we've been able to be privileged of over the last month is actually interview these young talents that have signed on with the what's the exact name? Hornaday, Team Hornaday Development. These drivers have, you know, they're on their way. They're young. You know, I don't think we've talked to a driver that's been over the age of 18 yet over the last 4 weeks. But these are young kids that are trying to get their foot into the door. You know, as you know, we think about NASCAR, and every 10 years we have a new list of drivers that come up. Well, this is kind of where they start, Mr. CJ Sports. You know, we get a 15-year-old in here, and in 8 years, that joker's going to be 23, and he's probably going to be developed into a cup driver and or has found something else to do. So that's kind of at the age that we've been interviewing these kids and these young adults from, you know, basically, I think, what, 13 or 14 years old all the way through 18 or 19 years old. These kids are looking for the opportunity. A lot of them have come through the same feeder meal, so to speak, as they've stepped out of the Legends cars and into the late models, of course, with Team Hornaday being the basically the school behind their forward progress. Mr. CJ Sports, do you have anything to add to that?
Did you ever look at your kids at 3, 4, 5 years old and be like, I see a very successful race car driver right there? Because, like, I've never once saw that. Like, I just, as a parent, I like to know how you know. Like, I got one kid right now that can't work. She hurt herself, and then she was actually supposed to go Friday to get released to go back to work, and then Saturday night while skating, someone crossed in front of her. She tried to miss them, and she face-dived into the wall, the concrete wall, got a concussion and a fractured neck.
I got
another one that constantly runs into things. I got another one. I'm sure I could come up with one for every one of these kids in every relationship I've been in. Did you ever want to look at your kids and just think, you know, I think I want to fork out thousands of dollars because I see great potential of them being a race car driver. Like, I just,
you know, that it's been an anomaly, I think, for those common folks such as you and I. You know, racing is an expensive sport. There's no denying that. It's not a sport that basically, if you grew up on the poor side of the tracks, you're probably not even going to be exposed to the sport to even have the interest. But what amazes me is how these generational, well, not so much the generational drivers, but the non-generational drivers, like the kid who just watched it on TV or maybe got it, you know, iRacing or the NASCAR racing game on PlayStation, and next thing you know, Dad goes out and buys him a full-size late model. Those are the stories that probably interest me the most, because that's the new breed. That's where the new talent's coming from. You know, we've talked so many times about the Silver Spoon drivers, and those are generational drivers. Where, you know, Todd Gillian, he is the grandson of Butch Gillian, of course, David Gillian, his father, right, raised. Dale Jr., third-generation driver. Kyle Petty, third-generation driver. You look at Jeb Burton and Harrison Burton, both sons of former drivers. These are generational guys, so you kind of expect them to be in racing at an early age, but it's definitely a lot more to that. These kids are coming out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They're coming out of Miami, Florida. Those are not typical areas where you would find race car drivers, especially generational race car drivers. Most of those are either going to be found in Indianapolis or over in the Eastern Seaboard near North Carolina.
Now, I grew up going to two local tracks. One, and they were asphalt tracks. One in Ohio growing up. One was Kilcare. One was Shady Bull. Miss Lee has probably heard of Shady Bull. I don't know if she's ever heard of Kilcare. Kilcare only does like four races a year now. The rest of it does drag racing, which I'm not big into. I've been NHRA, and I'll go, but it's not something I go out of my way to go watch. I've been to a track in North Carolina and Florida here and there, but nothing that I was dedicated or had someone behind the scene. You work at Why Not Motor Speedway. You're on the microphone. You deal with a lot of these teams. And speaking about money, and it's just while you were talking, I was thinking this. Are there any owners out there of cars that just let people drive their cars, say that they're too old and they want to continue to give into the sport or just want to have a race team and spend the money and let young talent drive their cars? Is that even a thing?
Yes, it is a thing. One of the best examples that I can bring right off the top of my head is Randy Thompson. The K3 machine, of course, Bud McCool raced this race car and won the World of Outlaws Rookie of the Year. Bud McCool was his name. So Randy Thompson, never been a driver, but has always been a team owner. And drivers like legends like Jim McDuffie, also Johnny Stokes, all kinds of names. I'm sorry, my head went blank there just for a few minutes. I was reading the message that we'll have to reschedule our interview with our guest here tonight. But there are car owners. Of course, we just had the great Charles Berg. He passed away. He has always been a car owner. Owned the 7-Eleven Country Pleasing machine. So and of course Henderson Motorsports. Leon used to be a driver. He hung up his hat after a pretty vicious wreck at a Fall Classic about 8 years ago. But he's, continued to own a race car and put drivers in it and give people opportunities. The Franklin, I don't know if you know the Franklin. Why do I keep drawing blanks, man? I'm not used to talking about my stuff here. So, it's definitely common to have just car owners, because now, look.
With that point, and I just want to have this conversation with you, then we'll wrap it up. We'll get a nice little segment in here just talking about racing, and we'll reschedule the interview. But talking about that, the owners, is it even worth it to them? Like, I mean, other than getting the pure joy of watching a young talent that financially would not have had the opportunity, like, is there, because of the expense of this sport and what it costs, is it even, aren't technically, since they're not running for championships and everything else, and I'm sure that the driver gets the purse or at least a cut of the purse, are they even breaking even on doing that kind of thing?
Right. So Mr. CJ Sports, the best way that I can explain this is you and I, I'm sure you every month come up with the pennies to make this show work, right, and keep the network going and stuff like that. There are people, Mr. CJ Sports, that have never had to worry about anything like that in their time, or they have gone, well above their financial dreams, and basically the sport is still a hobby to a lot, and it's bragging rights, and it's I want the best car. Some people have expendable income, Mr. CJ Sports. I know it's for those of us that are in this world that we live in now. There's no way to catch up. It's hard for us to believe that there's actually car owners and whatnot that are, you know, in the sport to just, you know, throw away a bunch of money. But, you know, a lot of these guys are business owners, and they, you know, I hate to say use tax write-off as, you know, the cliche, but, you know, typically there's, you know, investments into things that won't make them money, and at the end of the day, they can use that as, you know, a counterbalance on their sheets. Look, the best example I can use here is Phoenix Racing, right? You remember old James Finch? He owned a construction company, right? Big time. You know James Finch. Brad Keselowski won his very first race in the number 09, remember?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
James Finch owns the construction company, Phoenix Racing. He's been around. He's been giving cars to guys for the last 50 years. Jeff Purvis, you know, old Jeff Purvis, he used to race at Phoenix City in a Phoenix construction race car. You know, and look, if, you know, James Finch loves racing. And so he has taken money out of his own pocket throughout his lifetime to support the sport that he loves. And that's the reason why we are where we are today, Mr. CJ Sports, is because of, you know, true ambassadors of the sport that do this for the love of it. Look, there's no way you can spend $200,000 on a truck, on a hauler, and a race car, and a pit crew, and expect to make any money when the payout's $500 at the end of the night for a win.
Yeah. Most definitely. That's why I was asking. And I'm sure hopefully we'll have a follow-up on this on one of our shows. I don't want to keep everybody too long. We're going to have to reschedule Dawson Sutton. I'm not quite sure where the communication got misdirected. One person one day, one person another day. But what's great about these podcasts, it's easy peasy. We can talk, fill the spot. We got plenty to talk about, and we can always reschedule Dawson on the show, so that's not a big deal. Chris,
no,
anything you want to throw out there real quick?
Yeah, I do want to make another comment to this. Dale Jr. has basically said, look, he doesn't pay for racing out of pocket. If he can't find somebody to help him pay for racing, then he's not going to race. There are two different worlds of racing, Mr. CJ Sports. And
yeah,
what makes the racing
that,
what helps him,
that's,
go ahead.
That's different, though. That's a different world. Like, I would be shocked if Dale Jr. is not able to come up with sponsorship money to slap on his cars just by his name. So, like, that's two different total ends of the spectrum on that. I get what you're trying to go with, but that was – Dale Jr. is not the example when it comes to sponsorship. And I've always been one, and I called this when he retired. I don't think that his racing career was all that. And I know there's Dale Jr. fans that just worship everything he walks on. But I've been preaching since day one that he will have a car in the Cup Series, and that is what will get him from behind, out of that shadow. That's what Junior's going to be known for, is a championship race team, not so much the individual racer. And I've been calling that for a long time, and as much as I don't like Dale Jr., I see him putting his chess pieces in place, and especially trying to kind of wait out this whole charter stuff, and because he ain't paying that ridiculous money, he's gonna get somebody on the okie doke. Someone's gonna get in a tough spot and have to sell that under market value, and he's gonna get him a deal. So he's getting all his ducks in line. He's got drivers. He's got everything. He's just waiting for that somebody to drop the eight ball, and he's gonna run with it.
That's right. Yeah, it'll happen soon enough. You know, and the new media deal and the other deal with the charter systems, all that'll come out. What's very interesting was that the guy who's supposedly running NASCAR, the France, Jim France, doesn't necessarily want to keep the charter system, and that's very disappointing, considering that you have to, if you're going to compete like other sports, you have to have some. you have to have some ownership somewhere within the league. And you know, you can't own everything NASCAR, and so these guys are going to have something that gives them an entitlement to be able to say what can and go with their race team. The one thing that these charters created was value in a race team where there wasn't value before. And that meant that when they lost their sponsor, they had to sell their equipment for pennies on the dollar. And that's not so much anymore if you own a charter.
I understand that part of it. The only thing that I wish they would do different is put Sonic some kind of cap on it where it doesn't get out of control, where we're having to wait. And like, once again, I am not a junior fan, but we have to wait for there be a price drop or something, or Dale finally give in to buy a charter because it's gotten out of hand. Like, I understand why it's for, and these owners need to have basically know they're going to get a return on their investment, because why else would you invest something if you're just going to lose money? But there needs to be some kind of salary, some kind of cap on how much it can go up so often, so this doesn't get out of control. This is just as bad as the NFL and these guaranteed contracts. Just everybody gets so greedy, and I want more, and I want more, and you got players holding out because they want to see what the next highest contract is so that they can now top that. And so I just think there's got to be these – professional sports got to start putting caps on things so it doesn't get out of control like it does. But anyway, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night. If you guys want more race talk, you got Taz, Miss Lee, Chris, Race Chat Live, 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, Mario and myself will be back in the studio. We're going to be talking recapping week two of college football, recapping week one, NFL, giving our NFL predictions for week two. Thursday night, racing safety for success. Our show on, or Jared's show on racing and safety in the sport. Make sure you guys check that out. You guys can like our fan page, the 110 Nation, Race Chat Live, Racing for Success. He has one as well. And make sure you guys go to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. It's got our shows, our blogs, our schedules, marketing partners, and tabs to all the different platforms we are on to catch our show on podcasts. It would be iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, you name it. We are there. So make sure you guys check that out. Anything else that I missed, Chris?
Yeah, I believe the Aaron Rodgers era is already over in New York.
Oh, wow. About to flip
Zach Wilson is back to quarterback again.
Oh, wow. That didn't take long.
No, it didn't. All right, guys. be with us tomorrow night for Race Chat Live. Me and Taz Taylor, Miss Lee Reed will be in the studio, bringing it to you rough and hard like we always do. There's not an opinion we're not afraid to give on Race Chat Live. So make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock Central time. Be there. Yep, he's riding on the cart. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, my gosh. Aaron Rodgers did not last 4 minutes. Hello? Where's the outro? All right. What in the world just happened here?